Back here on Tiger Hour with Dabo Swinney, presented by United Bank here on the Clemson Athletic Network. Don Munson along with you, obviously, head coach Dabo Swinney. And also joining us here for this segment of the show, I'm guessing you're making your radio debut, Megan Turcotte, who is director of football performance nutrition for the football program. Is this your radio debut?
It is.
Yeah. All right. I like it. All right. So, Coach, brag on her a little bit, and then we'll kind of Q&A a little bit.
Man, she is a rock star, absolute rock star, and has just made us so better. She's a very she's unique, you know, because she connects so well with everyone, you know, the players, everybody. She's incredibly smart and organized. She was a student here at one point, and then she went on. She's been at Georgia. She actually had a job at the Patriots that she ended up not going to. She's been at Miami. She's got a ton of experience, but she has been here. Last year was her first year, and now that she's had she came in, you know, kind of late, but now that she's had a full year, she has really made a difference from a nutrition standpoint and just the whole culture and the guys really buying into, you know, their wellness and their nutrition and how that translates to the field and their fuel. And it's just great. She's got a great team of people that work with her, and she's made us better. She really has. And, you know, she's from Massachusetts. So she's from up there, but Megan has crushed it for us, done an awesome job.
Pepperell, Mass. Did I say it right?
Yes, Pepperell.
Pepperell. All right. Where is Pepperell, Mass?
Please
tell me it's along the coast.
No, it's on the border of New Hampshire. So I actually went to high school in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Did I tell you I went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
You've been there?
Uh-huh. My grandparents live in the next town over.
Yeah. So, yeah, our 30th anniversary, we went for 8 days, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and what was the other state? Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont.
Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, Rhode Island. And I'd never been to any of those. There you go. But Portsmouth, New Hampshire was really cool. It was like part Venice, part Charleston to me.
Yeah, there's like the cobblestone.
Kind of what it
roads,
felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, so let's talk about, all right, so nutrition. So, you know, do you make a plan for every player? Does every player have their own kind of nutrition plan? And then how do you pull that off?
Yeah, so I will meet with everyone when they first get here. So we'll do what we call a nutrition consult. So I'll meet with them one-on-one and kind of figure out what their nutrition currently looks like. And then each guy will have a goal weight, body composition goals. And just depending on what their current nutrition looks like, then we'll come up with specific goals for each guy. So whether it's weight gain, weight loss, body composition goals, just general eating habits. So every single person is going to have different goals. So my big philosophy is just meeting the guys where they're at. So, you know, everyone's on the same team. People are in the same position group, but every single person on the team is going to have a different goal. So really tapping into that. So I will spend a lot of my time in the bistro during the meals. So kind of monitoring what they're eating, making sure they're eating. I have my guys, I call it fast food babies. So they're used to eating McDonald's.
Big Burley.
And she's very creative, too. This is what she's not telling. She's incredibly creative how she communicates with them through their text messages and pictures and all the stuff. And she really does personalize stuff, you know, just in a unique way with the players. It's really cool to see.
Well, I mean, like Dietrich Pennington, all right? So well, I come into the weigh-in. And I see Dietrich, and I'm like, holy cow. I mean, he's still 355 pounds. I mean, but he changes body composition completely.
Right, and that's the big thing. So we'll do body composition scans about 4 times a year. So, you know, the scale is one thing, but I have examples of someone who, you know, they're the same weight, but they lost 10 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. So the scale tells one picture, but then we also do body composition to, you know, get the full side of things.
Oh yeah. No, so, you know, here's Coach. Peter Woods is going to move out to defensive end. You know, the thought was they're going to get him down to 280 pounds. Well, he weighs in at 319
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah,
but
he'll probably never see 280 again.
No, or
in his life.
Or a two.
Yeah, or a two. I like that.
Cancel,
not even a two.
He can cancel the two out on his. He can just buy one that starts with three.
He could see 312 or 322. How about that?
Yeah,
both of his legs weigh, you know, 280.
I'm like, if we have a 3 and a 1, we're good.
So, I mean, you've got to coordinate then with Joey as far as, all right, so in the strength portion of it, obviously with what happens here in the bistro. And that's one of the great things about the bistro now. It's not like it's – there's like eight different things that they can come in and order on the menu, and it's all freshly prepared right there.
Yeah, so I really try and make an option for everyone. So there's always going to be an option for a weight gain guy, for a weight loss guy. There's always going to be fruits and vegetables, a safe option, especially during camp, you know. And, again, trying to mix it up and make it fun. And I have a group message called Crush Council. So a group of the older guys I have on a group thread, and I'll ask, you know, is there anything in particular that you guys want next week, or things that you like, things that you don't like?
You've got an audience that may not know why it's called Crush Council.
Yeah, so I kind of came into this, but last year a lot of the guys called, like, good crush meant like good food. So anytime you'd say like, oh, like, is it crush, like, is it good? So I really adopted it. So now we have Crush King of the Week, which is like a nutrition MVP. We have Crush Council. So just trying to use a play on words.
All right, so who's your best guy?
Oh gosh.
Oh, come on, there's a best guy.
I would say probably Barrett.
Carter.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, as part of that is partly because, you know, he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
He knows what he wants, and he knows what he has to do to get to the next level.
That's
and part of
such
that.
A safe answer. Well, all right, who's your
okay,
worst?
Actually,
oh, no. Don't do that.
I plead the fifth.
He plead the fifth.
I can give a worst position group.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
the corners
of
by
course,
far.
Of course.
They will not eat at pregame meal. I'm like, please.
Well, they typically lead all of those categories most years. Comes with the position.
This past game, I was just begging one of them. I'm like, just eat a Rice Krispie for breakfast, please.
I'm surprised that, like, Avion does it, because obviously with older brother AJ, he knows. I mean, AJ's got to be teaching the younger brother. I mean,
right.
He already has. You can see it in his game.
Right. I will also add Tristan Lee. I think Barrett had a really good foundation going into it. He now cooks a lot at home. But Tristan, he's always asking, like, if I told him to eat a box of cardboard, he'd be like, okay, I'll do it. And he'll ask, like, you know, he'll go out to eat. I'm going to Tropical Grill. Like, what can I get? And so he has come very far and made huge strides, where Barrett had a great foundation. And, you know, when I first met with him, it was like, okay, maybe let's add, make sure you're eating a fruit or a vegetable at every meal. So he was the type of guy that he just took a bowl, put spinach in it, and just ate it with his hands.
Mm.
But I would say the two of them.
Do you have a certain calorie amount that you want these guys to take in each and every day? And everybody, I guess, has to be different.
Yeah, so everyone's different. So guys who are really, you know, if it's a big weight gain, weight loss, or just someone who really wants to focus on it, I'll make a meal plan for them. So calculate out their calories based on their height, their weight, and their body composition. So muscle mass plays a huge role in it. And then calculate out their calories also dependent on if they need to gain or lose weight. So, like, some of the linemen need up to 5,000 calories, and, you know, we have people down at, like, 3,000. So it's all dependent on each guy.
Has he come to you? Has the man actually come to you? Has the king come to you for nutritional help?
No, he does a great job.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Get out of here.
He won't eat.
I'm lean and mean.
You won't eat on stuff on the bone, though, right? No wings?
No, I like wings.
Oh, okay.
I like the drumsticks. I don't like the
flats.
I don't like the flats. I like the crunchy drumsticks.
I've seen him eat.
Buffalo
I know
sauce.
He's pulling the wool right over your eyes.
Yeah, I'm good.
He said he was down 10 pounds.
Back to playing weight almost.
He said he was down 10 pounds. So
yeah,
I give him credit. All right,
Megan has inspired everybody.
Yeah, I love it.
Except Tracy.
Except yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
he's your cover boy downstairs. I mean, like, he's the face of the pro. When I walked in the bistro and saw Tracy's face, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
They have an advanced. We have an advanced travel team, and one of my favorite things
Dooley.
Is and Megan and the crew, and the favorite thing is the pictures that they will send, because, you know, they'll find some
Thursday night dinners,
some random hot dog joint somewhere, and they'll send some crazy picture. You know, so it's always fun. They like to give Megan a hard time.
Yeah, apparently the best hot dog is in Winston-Salem, yeah. as I have learned. Yes.
There we go.
I have learned that. Hey, great. Thank you for visiting with us. Great having you here on staff. Looking forward to getting to know you better, all right?
Yes.
Maybe I need
so
to come
much.
Knock on your door.
Of course. My door's always
out.
Open.
And figure it out. All right. There you go. Megan Turcotte.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much. We will come back. Coach and I will get back. We'll answer some more texts here. We'll talk a little bit more about App State and continue on with Tiger Hour with Dabo Swinney, all presented by United Bank here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Clemson football is back and game day.